I've been instructed to make it a very, very, very short homily. So I've cut it down to 45 minutes. Next season, we start the season of Advent, the church's year. The cycle begins again. But as I said at the very beginning, what's the difference between the kings we see today and the kingship of Jesus? So let's just have a recap, a bit much like we did for Queen Elizabeth over his reign. He was born in a small, poor, unimportant village. His parents weren't famous, powerful or wealthy. His first visitors were the poorest of the poor, shepherds. He never wrote a great novel. He was not famous like other powerful people in the world. He never led an army into battle. You think of maybe Richard the Lionheart. But what he did do was ask his people, his citizens, to take up their cross daily and follow him. He didn't surround himself with politicians. He didn't surround himself with soldiers or bankers. But what he did do was sit and eat with people who were despised, ignored, and rejected. He reached out to everyone who needed love. He saw the worthless and sinners as people that needed help. He didn't live in a castle surrounded by servants. He did spend time with the poor, the broken. He didn't give much away except the biggest gift of all, the love of God. That possession of the love of God is what makes who we are today. The shepherd described in the first reading as a king asked them to follow him. Jesus is doing the same. So where are we to find our king today? He is with us. All we have to do is find him. And he can be found in the hungry, the thirsty, the naked, the homeless, the prisoners, those rejected by society. We also just need to look at the person next to us. Our neighbour, our friend, our family. That's where the king is. The gospel is not about some unknown time in the future. It's about the here and now. And the amazing thing about the feast of our king today is that the first reading speak to us exactly the same as the gospel. Whatever we do in the name of our King, we do to others. So if we open our hearts and our eyes, we will see Christ in everyone we meet. Jesus is a king. We are his brothers and sisters. Therefore, we belong to that royal household. And we're reminded in baptism, those words we use when we baptize a child or an adult. Today you've become a king, a priest, prophet, and a king. One of the early popes said, Christian, be aware of your dignity and nobility. It is God's own life that you are sharing.